Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yep. It's conference championship weekend. We are down to the final four. And as we've been joined by him throughout the NFL playoffs, the great Uncle Phil, 36-year handicapper, joins us now. Uncle Phil, what's up, brother?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
It's a little melancholy around here, man, you know, because while I think these should be absolutely epic matchups, we are down to the last two games, man. We got these, and then we're off for the Super Bowl. It's a little melancholy.
I understand, but fear not. These two games are Goliath matchups. Typically in the conference championships game, we usually have one team that squeaks by that everybody's like, hey, they're just lucky to get by there, and the other team is definitely – the team that's definitely getting through the Super Bowl. We usually kind of know that in advance. This year, we do not. Epic matchups we have in the AFC. You have Mahomes against Burrow. It's a very quarterback-centric matchup. In the NFC, completely different. You have roster matchups. You have probably the two best rosters in the NFL, and the quarterbacks can be kind of interchangeable. Obviously, Jalen Hurts is excellent, but even you know, when he was out, you saw the offense still move. So, going to be really exciting games, and I can't wait.
Before we get to this week and just these four teams, I want to look back a little bit. You know, last week, the Cincinnati Bengals closed at 6-point underdogs at kickoff, which was up from 3, 3.5, 4.5 throughout the week. What do you think the market got wrong, so wrong, about the Cincinnati Bengals? Because I was racking my brain, you know, over the course of the season. It just feels like that was sort of the most generous line we got, you know, especially with the stakes as high as they were. What did the market get so wrong about the Bengals and maybe the Bills last week?
It's what they get wrong every time. They become prisoners of the moment. The weekend before, the Bengals played the Ravens, a divisional opponent, and squeaked by that game. Everybody's like, oh, well, the offensive line is going to be an issue, and the Bills are at home, and it's just going to be one of those games. But it's really about matchups. The Bills' defense wasn't able to exploit the weaknesses in the Bengals' offense. And then, of course, the Bills' offense their offensive line is so weak that the Bengals were able to get pressure. Just as Miami sacked Josh Allen 7 times the week before, the Bengals, again, were able to get pressure. And, again, it was just complete coaching mismatch between Zach Taylor and Sean McDermott. Again, people, I don't think until that game, really realized how weak of a coach Sean McDermott was.
Let me ask you this, Uncle Phil, before we get into your breakdowns of these games, too. Does bulletin board material matter to an expert handicapper like you. You know, the Burrowhead talk that we saw from Cincinnati after the end of that win, and obviously every KC player has been asked about it. Do you factor that in at all, or is that just – that's just mess you don't even pay attention to. By the time you hit the field, it doesn't matter.
I think it's really good talking points for us during the week.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, beyond that, it may give some extra motivation. But really, at this point, both teams are playing at their highest level. And yeah. After the first kickoff, I really don't give it much credence in that. It's really more about matchups for me.
All right, so just to give everybody a recap here, I believe you split on the show here with the Giants-Eagles teaser, but you did get home. What was the other pick you gave out on the show, Phil? You gave out the Giants-Eagles teaser. Forgive me here. And maybe you can't remember either, but I know you went 1-1. That's what I know. And then you went 2-0 on Twitter with the unders of both games, and in the Eagles game, and then in the Cowboys game as well. So again, 3-1 weekend if you are following Uncle Phil here and on Twitter. On those point totals, really quickly, because you came on 2 weeks ago and you were talking about how divisional round unders first half, unders full game is the way to go. Feels like, you know, as we went 5-1 to the overs in that round, the unders kind of came back out to play last round. Is that just sort of the regression there? The further we get into these things, the higher pressure and higher stakes these games get?
It's a couple things. Not only that, but it's also we had some weather. We had some weather issues where we didn't have weather. The weather was almost unseasonably warm for January during the wild card weekend, their divisional rounds. We had weather at both Buffalo and Kansas City that kept those low. And then, of course, the matchup with Dallas and San Francisco, those teams were just kind of built around defense. And you knew that was going to be kind of a slugfest. So I think you saw that change things. And, of course, with the Eagles-Giants game, I think that one really was kind of lucky to stay under just because – you know, the Giants were just completely outmatched. And, of course, 5 out of 6 games on the road for them. And by the second half, you could just tell they looked tired, just kind of like Dallas did when Christian McCaffrey was getting about 1 yard per rush during the first half against Dallas. But in the second half, he started gashing them 6, 7, 8 yards a run. You could see that take place, them also being on the road 5 out of 6 weeks. That came home to roost. You saw it come into play.
Yeah, the other pick was Kansas City first half. That's
correct.
And you hit that, by the way, with Chad Henne. That was a bet on Chad Henne, and he pulled through for you.
I don't know if I'd have made that bet if I'd known Chad Henne was playing, but hey, and that was the longest playoff drive in Kansas City history.
Real quick.
Wow.
And it was insane. Real quick before we get into the matchups, what did that drive show you, if anything, about the Chiefs with Chad Henne there at the 2-yard line going down and finishing it off, paying it off with a touchdown? Was there anything in that drive that was perhaps, you know, you could extrapolate and did it say anything about the offense at large, even without Mahomes?
Well, it does say that, look, Andy Reid has full faith in his backup quarterbacks. You know, we've seen it before where he's put his backup quarterback in and he's had them make a throw on 4th down and short. And you're like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe he did that. But he really trusts his offense. He trusts his players. And I think that's why players love playing for Andy Reid so much. But it also – I don't want to overhype Kansas City too much because, again, the Jags are one of the worst 3rd down defenses in the NFL. So, again, I think each win that you looked at last week, there's a little bit of fool's gold with some of it, and the market will tend to overreact to that where you have to balance this out.
All right, go ahead. Just go ahead.
Go ahead. Was going to get into the breakdown.
Yeah, so we will kick things off with, I believe, the first game of the weekend, first game of Sunday, is Eagles and 49ers. This has been, I believe, it opened to the public here in the legalized world at Eagles -1.5. It is now up to Eagles -2.5. It did touch 3 for 10 minutes this morning, and that immediately got bought back down to 2.5, painted to the Philadelphia Eagles here. What do you think about this matchup? You mentioned it. I mean, the rosters are obviously super evenly matched. Is there an edge here? Do you like anything in this game, Phil?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. Look, I think that for the Eagles on offense, the Eagles are going to have to – there's not going to be much room on the middle of the field for them. But you saw with Lenore and Ward, they gave up some plays to DK Metcalf a couple weeks ago with Seattle. And you feel like that there's not going to – just like the Cowboys didn't find much room to run, I don't think the Eagles will either, but I expect Jalen Hurts to throw outside the numbers and deep. And I think that there's some opportunities there. And if Lenore and Ward aren't, and those are great defensive backs, but if they're not on their game, there's going to be some opportunities to go deep there. And I don't think that Jalen Hurts is going to make the mistakes that Dak made last week. But, you know, the question is that once they make those big plays, if they don't result in touchdowns, because I do think they'll make two or three of those plays, will they result in touchdowns, or are they just going to be field goals? So that's going to be really interesting from the Eagles' perspective. From the 49ers, look, they're still out on Brock Purdy right now. There's some things that he does well, but there are a couple things that are concerning to me. When he feels pressure, he does two things you don't want to do. He retreats and he goes to his left. Both are bad things. And the Eagles are going to bring some pressure. You know, they play primarily a four-man front, and they have the most sacks in the NFL this year, and I think the third most since they started tracking sacks of all time. So there's going to be pressure there. The great news about Brock Purdy is he has weapons. He has that opportunity we talked about last week with that 21 personnel as their base front, where they have two running backs and they have one tight end. Gives them lots of opportunities and lots of weapons. And the one thing Kyle Shanahan does is if you're playing on the field, he uses you every weapon. Juszczyk's getting the ball. Everybody's getting the ball. So that's what I see in this game. And I see a little bit of a chess match in this game, because again, it's roster versus roster, and you don't want to lose the game, because I really feel like whichever quarterback, and I think it's going to come down to quarterback, whether it's Jalen Hurts or Brock Purdy, whichever one of those turns the ball over, throws an interception, loses a fumble on a strip sack, I think that's going to be the game. I'll just go ahead and say it. I think that's going to be the game. But for me, I think the number at 2.5 to 3, I think is about the right number for a home field advantage in this game. What I do see, though, is, again, I see this chess match coming out a little bit in the first half. And so I'm going to go ahead and give you my best bet this weekend. Here we go. Is the San Francisco Philadelphia first half under 23.
There you have it, folks. Phil's best bet of the weekend. First half under 23, Philadelphia, San Francisco. Real quick, Phil, do want to get your thoughts on this. Nick Sirianni, despite being the one seed in the NFC, despite the development with Jalen Hurts, was not a finalist in the AP Coach of the Year. Was that a snub, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I think that there's potentially people that were on the bubble there with Nick Sirianni. I mean, look at Detroit Lions. I mean, what they've done this year. I mean, you could easily say there was a snub there as well. So, but the Eagles, I think Nick Sirianni got penalized because his roster is so good, and that's unfortunate. I think that if you're the number one team in the NFL, I mean, you're there for a reason, but you also have to look at the Eagles. The Eagles, one thing I left out of the matchup, which I think also kind of played in this as well, is that the Eagles had the number one easiest schedule, strength of schedule, in the NFL this year. So that, some people looked at that as well, is like, hey, you did well. You did it with a great roster, but you also had the easiest schedule in the entire NFL. And so that may have played in it as well. But look, I think he gets to, you know, like any coach or any player, you get to prove it on the field, and certainly I think that provides some extra motivation for him.
All right, Uncle Phil, Bengals at Chiefs, the late game, that line's gone back to KC now, a 1.5-point favorite. Looks like Patrick Mahomes is healthy. What you looking for in this one?
Well, he's healthy as far as we know. We've seen video of him walking downstairs, and we've seen him jogging on the field. But it's all been in a straight line. With the high ankle sprain, it really comes about torque, and it's really turning it, and that is really painful. And when they inject that high ankle sprain, they do it between the tibia and the fibula, and it's not in the ankle. It's above the ankle. It's in between those two bones, and that the medicine drain down the ankle, and the foot really just kind of becomes numb. But when you torque it and turn, that's when the excruciating pain develops. And so will Patrick Mahomes be able to extend the plays like he had before? Now, that being said, back in 2019 in the season opener, he had a high ankle sprain, and the very next week against the then Oakland Raiders, he came out and threw for 4 touchdowns and 440 yards. So you could say that in the pocket, Patrick Mahomes, it could be potentially even more lethal because of that. Now, what I see in this game, I see Patrick Mahomes doing that. But the one thing that Lou Anarumo has done really well against the Chiefs is that when Travis Kelce, nobody is able to contain Travis Kelce except for the Bengals. When Travis Kelce, when he goes in motion, or when he's the third inside receiver on one side, the Bengals always drop their defensive end to bracket him and cover him and cut that safety net off for Patrick Mahomes. And if they're able to contain him, I really think that the Bengals have the potential to have an edge there. But I think we'll know very early in this game how it's going to go. But I think there's going to be I think there's potentially going to be a lot of points in this game. I know that's a little bit contrarian in the fact that in a cold weather game like that, typically field goals take the hit, and that takes points off the board. But I don't know that I see a lot of field goals happening this game. I think these teams go up and down the field, but it should be a really entertaining game.
So there you have it. Official play from Uncle Phil this weekend here on the show, giving out the San Francisco 49ers Philadelphia Eagles first half under. And I love that, because I think you're dealing with, much like last weekend, you're dealing with two really physical defenses that want to run the ball and that want to hold on a possession. You know, I don't think that's a game where you're going to see a lot of possessions. I think both teams are going to want to sit on it and ask their quarterbacks to do as little as they possibly can. So I love the under in the first half. I love the under in the full game, and I think it's going to be an absolute slobber knocker. More picks this weekend on Twitter, Uncle Phil?
More picks this weekend on Twitter. Follow me at Uncle Phil's Locks, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and also follow my new YouTube channel as well, because I will be doing breakdowns on that one as well. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil is expanding. The brand is blowing up. Love it. Hey, thank you, Uncle Phil. Appreciate you, brother.
Let's roll, guys.
Let's roll. He is Uncle Phil, joins us throughout the NFL season, and he will be joining us throughout the college football season as well.
All right.
Next year. So looking forward to that. Yeah, I agree with him on a number of things. I think that number with Philly is right, and I think the under is the way to go there. With a rookie quarterback. Rookie quarterbacks are 0-4 in conference championship games, so I think Shanahan is going to be asking as little of Brock as
he can. That's a good point.
And look, he can make plays if he has to. You know, we've seen that time and time again.
Sounded like he was leaning going on the over.
Yes.
On the 47 the other game. What do you think? You think a high score?
Yeah, I tend to think so. I think it's close to the number. I mean, I think it's 48, you know, in some spots now. I could see it being, you know, 27-23, you mm-hmm. know, something along those lines. I think that's what it was last year, 27-24. I think there will be points in that game, though, because I just don't think either defense is that great. And the Chiefs will you know, do what the Bills could not last weekend, and that's score touchdowns. So should be a great weekend of football. Looking forward to it. Thanks to Uncle Phil for joining us as always. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.